My guest today is Buddy. We're going to start by playing a track from his CD. This is from an album called Alterations and Repairs. Just came out the other day. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
I'd hold you in my broken arms if I thought it'd do any good. If I thought it would do us any good. Waiting for a miracle, the one that never really comes, the one that leads us on.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Buddy. Buddy, welcome back.
Hey, John. Thanks.
So, I don't know when it was that I had you on the show. It was a while ago.
I think it was like September, yeah.
Yeah, and a fair amount of things have changed for you since then. First of all, your album was... at the time that I interviewed you, you had just sort of just finished putting it together, and now it's actually released. Why don't we just talk real briefly about where people can get Alterations and Repairs?
Right now, we just put it up on iTunes the other day, so that's the only place for now, and then it'll be, we'll have the hard copies and hopefully some vinyl and stuff in late July or August.
So there's like several different waves of release. You gotta release online first, then do, you know, throw like a big concert or something to release the CD?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll do something like that, and we'll just keep releasing it.
In perpetuity.
Yeah.
10 years from now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Now releasing it on 8-track.
With a bonus alternative version in 3 years.
Awesome. With the Kill Radio files.
Totally, yeah.
Well, why don't we jump right into a live song? We'll talk some more about your journey. What are you going to play for us first?
This song's called Westgate.
All right, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Buddy.
Doesn't hardly make you easy to watch. You face your fears with a poker face. I should be holding your hands for this. I guess you know we don't know what we're doing this for. Help me kill my time some more. Over the edge eventually. If I don't fall, push me. I hate the things you love me for. I could have sworn you promised more. I can't tell the difference between us anymore. What's right? Sober me up until I let you down. I guess you know we don't know what we're doing this for. Help me kill my time some more. Over the edge eventually. If I don't fall, push me. I hate the things you love me for. I could have sworn you promised more. You know, we don't know what we're doing this for. Help me kill my time some more. Over the edge eventually. You said you only need someone to help you help yourself. But I don't know how.
Thanks, buddy. I love that. I love that song.
Oh, thanks, man.
One of the things that sticks out about that song, actually, on the album, is the keyboard effects. It has like a very infectious music behind it. Besides the obvious, the singing and the songwriting, mm-hmm. Your music has become known as more than just the what you're doing here, which is, you know, the guy and a guitar thing. Tell me a little bit about your band and the people in it. Because last time we tried to squeeze them all in here.
Everybody. Well, I'm super lucky with the guys I play with. They're the best, both personally and musically, professionally. They're the keyboards, which you speak, is Uncle Phil, Cronengold. Is great, and then Percy Galore plays guitar, and Will Golden, who produced the record, and he plays bass and all kinds of stuff on it. and Al Scro and Michael Jerome do the percussion. And I just kind of won the lottery with the guys I play with.
Yeah, because these aren't just like, regular guys you might pick up, hanging out at Silver Lake Lounge or something. You know, like these are...
Although that is what happened.
Yeah. But I mean, these guys are all seriously professional musicians. I know some of them recently went on tour with Joe Purdy, right?
And, yeah, those guys, yeah. They pretty much, I think, a little over half the band went with Joe, yeah.
Yeah, and Michael Jerome has a... What do you call it? A Grammy or something?
Yeah. What's it called? Yeah, he does. Yeah, I know. It's pretty weird. I especially at first, it was sort of like, kept waiting for those guys to, open their eyes and be like, what the fuck? What the fuck am I doing here? Yeah, this guy.
Well, but you've been working with the same guys, pretty much since you started, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I started just, I played by myself at the Hotel Cafe and. Percy, who plays guitar again, he was working the door, and Will was working the sound that night, and I met those guys that night, and then everybody else just kind of happened. Phil was at a show once, and he already knew Will and stuff, and I talked to Phil after we played, and he started joining us, and then everybody kind of just took on their own, it wasn't like they came in to play parts I wrote for them or whatever, they just came in and everybody contributed their own thing.
Now, Hotel Cafe, you're kind of a Hotel Cafe favorite these days. I mean, that's one of those places where a lot of really great musicians go through, and you've played there quite a bit. And you also were part of their tour last year, and I think you're doing it again this year, right?
I'm not sure about this year yet or not, but I did some stuff, some dates last year, and it was a blast. It was great. They're doing a thing called Hotel Fest.
I was confused. That's what I was thinking of the hotel tour. This year you're doing Hotel Fest.
Yeah, that's in August. I think August 4th in the Catskills in New York. And so, that'll be great.
So what is that? They just take some of the artists that they like to put on here and put them on somewhere else?
Pretty much. Yeah.
that's great.
Yeah, travel and show, man. Yeah.
Well, awesome. Why don't we play another track from the CD that people can now get on iTunes? Okay. And I think you had suggested before track 4. So this is Blindsides off of Alterations and Repairs. My guest is Buddy. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Oh,
And we're back with Buddy on Is Good on killradio.org. What is, I was, you know, looking at your MySpace page earlier, and you had mentioned this last time, and maybe you can just share with our audience again. What is Wimpy Core?
Oh, I don't really know. I just, I think a friend of mine always refers to the stuff I play as crybaby rock, and she's right. And so it was, you know, it's just, and it is, it's pretty, yeah, it's just pretty soft stuff, you know?
And is that connected to sort of the themes that you tend to write about? Like when you set out to write a song, do you come back to a familiar place with your songs?
How do you mean? Like just always.
Well, like, are there certain themes that you like to sing about? Certain concepts that maybe don't lend themselves to thrash metal.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's just I'm not sure if they would. I should try that actually, the death metal approach. But like it, I tend to. It's just kind of what comes. I don't know. I guess it fits it for me. I just sort of sit around and just hum melodies till I like them, and then throw words in there. You know.
Do you think after you know working on this album for so long that you've developed a sound that's distinctly Buddy, you know, and Buddy the band, and where if you were to write a song, you would know whether or not you know what this is not really a Buddy song. It's a song I wrote, but it's not a Buddy song.
I do that sometimes, and then I I try not to filter it though. You know, I don't want to like. I think it always sucks when you're like, nah, I can't do that. You know,
right?
Like, and you start putting yourself in a, you know, box or whatever. I think I try not to do that. I have a couple times, but then I try to consciously say, you know, go ahead and scream.
Do your bandmates have input on this sort of thing? Yeah, do they collaborate probably on the songwriting process as well?
Yeah, on this record, like I wrote most of myself and did a couple songs with co-wrote with Will Golden and one with Percy, and well, you know, I actually really like doing that, so we'll probably do more of that on for the next one.
Cool. Why don't we do another live song? What are you going to play for us?
This is called Cell Point.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Buddy.
You'll be holding your breath until you're blue. You won't let them look, read you like a book long overdue. I won't ask for much, I won't ask for anything. I won't ask for much, as long as you come back for me. It's only fear keeps you away from here, keeps you from me. You can't see the spark, 'cause you're afraid of the dark, and I'm afraid of the day you leave. I won't ask for much, I won't ask for anything. I won't ask for anything. As long as you come back, as long as you come back for me. Maybe took way too long waiting for someone to come look for us here. Maybe I took way too long waiting for you to come back, for you to just come back for me. Every day that passed, I thought you'd never ask, and you never did. I'm happy for your ring, sorry for everything I never said. So I won't ask for much, I won't ask for anything at all. I won't ask for much, I won't ask for anything at all. I won't ask for much as long as you come back, as long as you come back, as long as you come back for me.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Buddy. So I had the Ghost Lullaby in here yesterday, and I was actually talking to, I think I was talking to Valerie about you. I was talking to somebody about you. I'm pretty sure it was her, and she said that you make her cry.
Oh, sorry, Valerie.
No, but it was in a completely positive, good, genuine way. So I was just wondering, from your perspective, I mean, what kind of reactions have you been getting from your audiences, and what does it mean to you when someone comes up and says something like that to you, like, oh, your song did this to me or that to me?
It's always super, you know, super sweet, I guess, if it affects anybody. I do sometimes, you know, when people do say that they cry, it does kind of make me feel bad. And then I'm like, man, I gotta go start writing about Care Bears and rainbows and shit. But,
so you don't get, like, on a power trip, like, yeah, I made someone cry. That's what I would do.
No, I feel like paying for their therapy or something. I feel bad. No, not at all. It's really nice when anybody says anything that, you know, it actually resonated on any level. You know, it's always pretty amazing to me.
And has the feedback been pretty consistent? I mean, have you gotten some reviews from the album already?
Yeah, we're just starting to get those, and so far so good. Yeah, things have been really positive so far. You know, keeping my fingers crossed.
And are you already writing new material for another album?
Yeah, just kind of getting into that.
Is the plan to see, like, how well this does before you really focus on producing the next album, or are you just going to keep going
Not
for
really,
it?
Not really, you know, you just got to, I don't know, I find, you know, writing kind of therapeutic anyway, so it's good just to, I took a break there for a while, and then it's just, I kind of like doing that, like not writing for a while and then kind of going nuts on it.
And when you go in these periods where you're writing, you just write, like, constantly, and you get together, like, a whole bunch of songs and then narrow them down to which ones you're going to produce, or do you produce them one at a time?
Yeah, you know, usually we, I even continue to write as we start recording and stuff, but, like, usually, like, they just kind of come in storms where a bunch of them just kind of come all around the same time, and then you can kind of tell when that creative energy kind of starts to leave, and then you take a break, and then you go back when you feel it again, and it's yeah. So it's, I like doing it. Yeah.
Let's have another listen to the album. Recommend a track.
Whenever you want, man. How about 7. You can try it. It's called No Heart.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. We're going to be back with more Buddy, more interview, and more live performance. Stick around. Back on Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Buddy. Check out myspace.com/buddy. And also, Buddy, you have your website is up. You had been working on it for a while. I think it's finally out there now at iamyourbuddy.com.
Right.
Yeah. And it has such a great interface with all others. Who did all the drawings on your website?
I did the drawings, and Uncle Phil did all the he did the site. He did the layout.
It's great because so many band websites are like they're full of all kinds of like flashy things that slow down your computer, but they're not actually full of information about the
right.
band.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I like the way yours is broken down with news and shows and everything. So
oh, thanks. And well, yeah, it was all Uncle Phil, and he actually made it. So he pretty much had to make it for the lowest common denominator to update, which is me. I'm not that savvy. So he did a great job for me, at least. It's awesome.
Let me ask you kind of a convoluted question, but do you think your or Buddy, the project, is more successful now than when you were last on the show? Was last year? Have things really changed for you?
You know, it. I think it's like anything else. It's just like, you know, small progress all the time, and just sort of, I don't know, your own growth, like, you know, too. And so, in that way, you know, it's always getting, it's always, you know, I'm always liking it more and more, and it's always getting more fun, and yeah.
So you're not getting burnt out on it all. It's like more and more exciting, and now with the album being released, and then you're going to release it again on CD, and
yeah,
and then the new album will come out, and so you'll just keep doing that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I get more, into it all the time. It's not. It'd be funny if I were, though, like already burnt out.
Like, yeah. Like right as you're about to make it. You
record
know?
Came out on iTunes the other day. I think I'm going to sit back.
What do you think that means to you, like making it? You know, how it, like when will Buddy be what you consider, you know, the success of the project? You know, is there a certain level of attention that you're hoping for?
Not really. You know, I just want to. It's just like any, you know, but probably anyone else would say, and that's just I want to be able to, you know, just not worry about, you know, just being able to pay my bills and being able to write all the time as my main focus, you know, and that's all I want to do.
Let's go into another live song. What are you gonna play for us?
This is an oldie. A friend of mine asked me to play this. This is called Valentine, Nebraska.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Last time, one more of anything. One more cigarette might just change everything. I'm still here. I'm still here. It's time to leave and we don't even budge. Too strong to lean, too weak to hold a grudge. I'm still here. I'm still here to say. It's the things we don't say, we mean the most anyway. And we don't say goodbye. Say you mean the most anyway, and you won't say it's the things I won't say. I mean the most anyway, and I won't say goodbye. Thank you.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Buddy. But is it nice playing like an old song that you don't normally, you know, play a lot at all your shows?
Yeah, it is actually.
Do you get kind of, you know, when you gig out a lot, do you, you know, and you're playing the same songs over and over again, you're hearing them on the album and you're playing them everywhere. Do you ever get kind of tired of playing certain songs, but you know that they're the hits from your album, so you have to keep playing them?
No, actually, I don't really. Yeah. I think that's one so far. Like, I feel like, yeah, because I know a lot of people that say that, you know, but I like that. Yeah, there's nothing that that I've written that's like that it still doesn't mean something to me, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, as long as it does, then I don't feel like I'm it's not hard or like I never have to fake it, you know. So like, so far so good, but next time I'll be totally bitter and sitting here and chain smoking like,
yeah, so far so good.
Yeah.
The album is called Alterations and Repairs, and do you have like a bunch of live shows set up already to promote the recent release of this album?
We're gonna do more when the actual, I think, hard copy comes out and stuff. We're playing July 10th downtown in LA at Bordello. It's a Tuesday night. I think we're playing at 10, which would be a lot of fun, and Bordello's a cool place. And then we're gonna play at the hotel, I know, in early August on the 2nd. Which is always tons of fun at the hotel. And then I'll do that New York thing, and then we'll probably hit the road in the late summer, early fall. And
you do like a cross country thing, or just like one section of the country?
Not sure yet. We're figuring it out, so should probably know that pretty soon. But we don't know it quite yet.
Are there certain kinds of venues you prefer playing in as opposed to other ones? Like, do you ever feel kind of, you know, lost if you're, you know, coming up after like a metal act in some giant arena or something?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Well, I haven't been in a giant arena yet, but like, yeah. Sometimes, like, yeah, I used to, especially when not so much anymore, but when I started and I was like, and I was playing just solo, it'd be tough to follow like a rockin' band. Yeah, it was hard.
But, so is it sort of like a key element of your live performance? It's having an audience there that's wanting to listen, not just there to socialize, but actually there to listen to the music.
Well, it's always nice. It's always hard when people are like, you know, hey, pass the ketchup, like right in front of you, you know, like, yeah. So it's, you know, it's always nice when people are listening.
Stop in the middle of your song here. I'll get that for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, cool. Before we run out of time, let me play another track from the CD, and we have one more live song after that.
Sure.
All right, cool. What should we play from the CD?
We play number 9, if we lived here.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Buddy. Check out myspace.com/buddy and imyourbuddy.com. Stick around. Won't be long now. And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. We're listening to some tracks from Buddy's recently released album on iTunes, Alterations and Repairs. So you should rush out and go get that. Also, check out Buddy performing live at Bordello July 10th. And check out myspace.com/Buddy for upcoming shows. Before we run out of time, maybe we'll do one more live song if you have it in you. What would you like to play?
I think I'm going to go old school again and do an old cover I used to do.
Oh, yeah. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This
is
Buddy.
Need some audience participation, though, from you two guys in the studio.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we're joined by by Buddy's manager from Lucky PR, Graham Kirzner. Graham, welcome. All right, whenever you're ready. Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. They're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge. I can see you're on it. You want me to teach thee techniques that freak these boys. It can't be bought. Thieves get caught. Watch if you're smart. La 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 la. Warm it up. La 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 la. Boys are waiting. La 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 la. Warm it up. La 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 la. The boys are waiting. The boys are waiting. Ooh, the boys are waiting.
This is where you guys come in.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. They're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. They're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to. Charge. Yeah, I have to. Charge. You have to charge. You have to charge. Okay, so I feel dirty, but I like it. What I can't think of a song that's more the opposite of your music as the original version of Milkshake. What possessed you to want to cover that song? Was it a dare? Or because it's
kinda,
amazing.
It kind of was.
Yeah?
Well, my friend Amira said, like, we were talking one night, and she said, and it was kind of like, she said, you should try that and just see, like, if you can do it just, like, for fun, just, like, to, you know, play for her or whatever. And I just, and I was like, yeah, I'd love to see. I always think it's interesting if you can try to make a song that you, you know, don't really, not necessarily like, but it doesn't affect you much or mm-hmm. resonate much with you. If you can do anything with it and try to make it mean something to you. And that's what I was trying to do there. But, yeah.
I think you should do a whole album just based on, you know, gangster rap covers.
Oh, totally, man. Yeah.
But I bet that's probably a big crowd pleaser when you play it live, because people recognize the song. And, you know, if you're playing in a scene that's kind of like indie rock, it's something that they're not expecting, and, you know, requires audience participation and everything. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, I don't play it that often anymore. I think I got, that's one I got burnt out on, I think, after a while. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's true. Like, and sometimes we'd play shows and, you know, people would just be, you know, sleeping through the whole set, and then they'd get into that one.
Yeah. You sort of win your audience yeah. attention from that.
Yeah. Then it started feeling like a trick.
Awesome. All right, buddy. Thanks so much for coming in, man. We'll leave with another track from the CD. Everyone can go to iTunes and get the album. It's called Alterations and Repairs. Again, my guest is Buddy, myspace.com/buddy, and I'myourbuddy.com.
Cold and rings around your head never show. We don't seem like ourselves anymore. Never really takes a lot to lose you. Make a wish. Wish I was who you wish I was. Never really takes a lot to lose you. I don't have to say a lot to lose you. I don't have to say a lot to lose you.